You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Welcome back to another week and another edition of Saturday with the Beatles. Sit back and relax. We have a fantastic hour in store of some of your favorite Beatles music.
Stop. He shut his eyes and came out on Where No Shut Balls. Okay, sorry. Yes. I get very involved, you know. One. One, two, three, four.
Joke.
man like him would have it. He's got teenage lyrics, he's got Hot Rod Baldy. Oh, I'm losing my cool.
We are here this hour, brand new program here, recording this at the end of August here, 2020. I say the date now because we've been doing this program 6 years now. And you never know if it's live or if it's Memorex. The thing is, the music's 50 years old. How many new programs can I come up with? Well, we've got a new one today. And the music is going to be new. Unless if you happen to own Abbey Road, the 50th anniversary, then all of the music you're going to hear today is going to be for the very first time.
You know I believe in how. God save the queen. Only place that he's ever been. God save the queen. Always shouts out something obscene. He's such a dirty old man. Dirty old man.
His sister Bernie's works in the furnace.
Her Majesty, take one.
Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, but she doesn't have a lot to say. Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, but she changes from day to day. I wanna tell her that I love her a lot, but I gotta get a belly full of wine. Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, someday I'm gonna make her mine, oh yeah. Someday I'm gonna make a mine.
Well, thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Two.
Her Majesty's... Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, but she doesn't have a lot to say. Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, but she changes from day to day. I wanna tell her that I love her a lot, but I gotta get a belly full of wine. Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, someday I'm gonna make her mine, oh yeah, someday I'm gonna make her mine. Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, but she doesn't have a lot to say. Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, but she changes from day to day. I wanna tell her that I love her a lot, but I gotta get a belly full of wine. Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, someday I'm gonna make her mine, oh yeah, someday I'm gonna make her mine.
Yeah. Saturday with the Beatles. This is your host, Paul Esposito. We are heard every Saturday morning, at least for 1 hour, sometimes for two, from 9 to 10 a.m. right here on WWBC. That is 1510 on your AM dial. Online, that is www.1510. That's 1510wbc.com. Anywhere in the world. Download the app and pick us up anywhere in the world in stereo by searching for the WWBC app. Good place to stop here. We'll take a break and be right back. You are listening to the 50th anniversary. I've recorded this once when it first came out on faulty equipment and had skips all over it. And here today I've been re-recording it with some new equipment and fixing it like it should be. I just can't stand playing stuff that skips like I had albums. So as I'm doing this and putting it back in, I wanted to make a program this week, a Saturday with the Beatles of stuff you've never heard, but not the regular stuff, though I'm running out of alternate takes. So maybe by the third break, we'll be to some new sound. The new mix, this is the 2019 mix of the 50th of Abbey Road, 50th anniversary of Abbey Road. And but I wanted to play some alternate takes and rarities that you've never heard before. I highly recommend this. You can buy the CD alone if you want, the 2019 remix. I, of course, have got the box set. And in this box set is two audio CDs of alternate takes. And there also, when I look in here, is a CD that says Abbey Road Blu-ray audio. That's if you have one of those fancy surround sounds at your home. And that special sound, I've never played that because I don't have anything capable of playing that. And it's a wonderful booklet here, full of great pictures and stuff from Abbey Road. So I highly recommend this site, this new release here, the 50th anniversary of Abbey Road. Now don't touch that dial. We'll be right back after this quick break with some more great news.
You're listening to Saturday with the Beatles with your host, Paul Esposito, here on 1510 WWBC, 99.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 100.7 FM.
I'm traveling on that line.
Paradise Air and Heat is your one-stop solution for all your indoor comfort solutions in your home or business. As contractors serving commercial and residential properties, they work hard to provide you with swift, hassle-free service in their full range of products and services. Paradise Air and Heat, serving Brevard County, is available at 321-459-2665, based in Merritt Island. From new unit installations to repairs or ductwork, Paradise Air and Heat is available at 321-459-2665. Paradise Air and Heat understand the value of efficient and reliable air conditioning. They offer knowledgeable replacement advice, quality installations, and solutions to even the most complex and demanding air conditioning needs. That's Paradise Air and Heat, 321-459-2665.
My boys are ready to go. Yes? What?
Is it possible without affecting ourselves too much to turn down a little?
From who? What are they doing here at this time of night? What guy? Well, we'll try it once more at the very loud. And then if we don't get it, we'll try it quiet, like it might do it the other way. Okay. The loud one, last go. Last chance to be loud. Who says? Can't quite see him. I just can't quite see him. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2.
Oh, won't you so bad?
back again on Saturday with the Beatles. And indeed, I am running out of alternate takes. So we'll probably fill up this break here while we've just heard I Want You. What a fascinating story behind that. They were recording that in another studio. And apparently they were a little too loud. And some of the neighbors complained. So that's some of the noise you hear there. When they asked John to turn it down, he said, all right, we'll try one more time to get this at this volume. And if we can't, then we'll turn it down. And so that's where that comes from. I forget the studio they were at. They weren't at Abbey Road. They were somewhere else recording that. And that's how that came about. And you also hear in the end of the sessions there with Billy Preston, what an awesome organ solos there on these early tracks here of I Want You. And then we heard Paul McCartney, Oh Darling. So we have a couple more alternate takes from these CDs. And then we'll close out the third break with some of the more familiar, the master takes. But unless if you own this box set, you've never heard them in this sound. The sound is pristine. I would say the big changes is the remaining Beatles that are alive, what they do is now front and center, meaning the bass and the drums are front and center now and much more evident than they were before. The vocals didn't need to be fixed like the other albums. There's no separation in this. This is the Beatles' last album. So, well, at least the last one to be recorded. Let It Be here, the 50th anniversary of that. Matter of fact, she'll be coming out here within a couple months. Though that stupid coronavirus has slowed that down, but that was due early May 1970 was the release of Let It Be. And so we've just gone by 50 years for that. Stick with us here. Lots of great music here left on this hour.
But darling, please believe me, I'll never do you no harm. Believe me when I tell you, I'll never do you no harm.
I want a love that's right, but right is only half of what's wrong. I want a short-haired girl, sometimes worth it twice as long. Now I'm stepping out this old brown shoe. Baby, I'm in love with you. So glad you came here, won't be the same, now I'm telling you. You know you picked me up from worse and tried to drag me down. When I see your smile replacing every thoughtless frown. Got me escaping from this zoo. In love with you, so glad you came here, won't be the same, I'm telling you. If I grow up, I'll be a singer, wearing rings on every finger, not worrying what they or you say. I live and love and maybe someday, who knows, baby, you may come for me. That I'm not late. Your sweet top lip, I'm in the queue. Baby, I'm in love with you. So glad you came here, won't be the same, now I'm telling you. Well, I'm so glad you came here, won't be the same now when I'm with you.
Wowee, have you ever heard that before? I've owned this set. I've never heard that track before. And that is George Harrison's Old Brown Shoe. Some people think his greatest Beatles song. And now that song was released as a, actually it was recorded and released February 25th, earlier in the year, 1969. I believe it's the flip song to The Ballad of John and Yoko. Now, both of those are on this Abbey Road. So they must have worked through that maybe as a warm-up during these Abbey Road sessions. So again, they started recording Abbey Road in July of 1969. That single was released February 25th. And The Ballad of John and Yoko, too, was released, it was around that time. I don't have the date here in front of me, but that was in between albums, I believe. And no one was in the studio that day except John and Paul. And John and Paul recorded the entire song together. Paul on bass and on drums, John on electric guitar and vocals. Here, Old Brown Shoe, it's got George Harrison on the, well, I should say on the studio release, on a six-string bass, and on the guitar, John on the Hammond organ, Paul also on the guitar. So, for whatever reason, I don't know how, that ended up on this Abbey Road, as well as The Ballad of John and Yoko, as well as on this this 50th anniversary of Abbey Road's alternate take. You're listening to WWBC, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, and Palm Bay, 100.7 FM. Portions of WMIE's broadcasting day are underwritten by Blackfin Web Design. Available at 321-536-6176 and on the web at www.blackfinweb.com. Are you looking for a new website for your business? Blackfin Web Design creates powerful small business websites. Mobile internet usage now far exceeds the traditional desktop usage, yet almost 90% of businesses have traditional desktop websites, making it difficult for customers to find their services. With over 18 years experience, Blackfin Web Design is there to help accommodate your business needs. That's Blackfin Web Design, corporate sponsors of WMIE Radio, available at blackfinweb.com, 321-536-6176.
Right, George. Click mine.
I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shade. He'd let us in, knows where we've been in his octopus's garden in the shade. I'd ask my friends to come and see an octopus's garden with me. I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shade. He'd let us in, knows where we've been in his octopus's garden in the shade. I'd ask my friend to come.
Sorry, did I miss? I went wrong. Did I?
I thought I heard you singing Octopus's Garden with John.
I think I went into I'd asked my friends earlier, or you all came late.
Back again, our last set, unfortunately, of this hour, and I'm trying to stretch out some of these alternate takes. These jewels really are priceless. Get into here to studio chatter, hear how much fun they had in the studio. I love hearing Ringo describe. I've heard him on the Beatles channel. It's channel 18 on the Sirius XM radio. On when he was writing the song Abbey Road, Octopus's Garden, George was lying down on some couch, and Ringo says he only knows, you know, one or two chords on the piano, and he was playing out the chords for the Octopus's Garden, and George was shouting out from the couch, G minor, F minor, and he's like, bloody well, please. I don't know any of this stuff. So George had a tremendous help and influence on the writing. Probably should have got a writing credit, but as many writing credits as George Harrison had, he was not going to have a problem with Richard Starkey having his second writing credit here on the last album.
Please don't wake me up too late. Tomorrow comes and I will not be late. Late today when it becomes tomorrow, I will leave and go away. Goodbye, 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 my love. Songs that lingered on my lips.
brings me to his side, where the sound of lonely drums invites me on. I must be by his side. Goodbye, 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 my love, goodbye.
Slammers Take One.
Yeah, there's a couple on the album a bit like that. Day after day.
Do.
Once there was a way to get back homeward. Once there was a way to get back home. Sleep pretty darling, do not cry, and I will sing a lullaby. There was a way to get back homeward. Once there was a way to get back home. Sleep pretty darling, do not cry, and I will sing a lullaby.
Thank you.
interesting bit written on the end of that. Now, that last song, I took that from the first song I played from the actual album, the 2019 remix. I love reading on the history on that one. Those guitar solos, they're done live. They're done in one take. And it's Paul George, who was against doing that. Paul, of course, insisted on going first. It was his idea. It was John's idea. He went last. Paul, George, John, Paul, George, John. As usual, by this time, Yoko started following them in to the sound room, the room where they were going to do those solos, and he goes, "Nope, sorry, love, not this time. You can have a seat over there, and we'll be out here in a couple minutes." And for once, he just wouldn't let her follow him around as she was doing into that studio to record that. One take, they did that, those solos, screaming solos, in one take. Really is remarkable, and really people forget how excellent of a guitar player Paul McCartney was. Band didn't have a bass player, so he started playing bass. And yet he's such a great bass player, but he was a great guitar player. And some of the greatest Beatle guitar solos feature him on the lead guitar. So, as a matter of fact, we're out of time. Let's go and leave with probably the greatest guitar solo I can think of in a Beatles song. But it's a George Harrison song.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2.
Let me tell you how it will be. There's 1 for you, 19 for me. 'Cause I'm the tax man. Yeah, I'm the tax man. 5% appear too small. Be thankful I don't take it all. 'Cause I'm the tax man. Yeah, I'm the tax man. If you drive a car, car,
I'll tax the street.
If you try to sit,
I'll tax your seat.
If you get too cold,
I'll tax the heat.
If you take a walk,
I'll tax your feet.
The tax man, yeah, I'm the tax man. Now my advice for those who die, tax man, declare the pennies on your eyes, tax man, 'cause I'm the tax man, yeah, I'm the tax man.
I've gone, for tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun.
Someday you'll know I was the one,
but tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. And now the
time has come, and so my love I must go. And though I lose a friend, in the end you will know. Oh, one day you'll find that I have gone, but tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. Tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. And now the time has come, and so my love I must go. And though I lose a friend, in the end you will know. Oh, one day you'll find that I have gone, but tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun.
You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
You're listening to Breakpoint This Week, where we're talking about the top stories of the week from a Christian worldview. Today we're going to talk about the controversial conference at Andy Stanley's North Point Community Church about how to approach homosexual relationships.